Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Fine Time for Healing, a sanctuary for your emotional well-being. Your host is Randy Fine, author of the memoir Finally, and the inspirational self-help book Awaken from Life. Here's Randy.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in and listening to A Fine Time for Healing. I am your talk radio show host, Randy Fine. Today's special guest, AJ Spigner, is here on A Fine Time for Healing for the second time. AJ has so much to share with us, and the 45 minutes we were together on April 8th were just not enough time to do that. So today, he is back to enlighten us even more with what he has learned along his incredible spiritual journey. AJ will be taking your calls today, giving intuitive readings about the true cause of your ailments, physical, emotional, or otherwise, and provide on-air healings. If you'd like to talk to AJ, please call 424-220-1801. And so now it is my pleasure and honor to bring to you AJ Spigner. Good morning, AJ.
Good morning, Randy. How are you?
I'm doing great. You're very popular today. We have a lot of callers waiting to talk to you.
Okay, absolutely. I'm ready to help some people, so let's get started.
Absolutely. Let's get started. So I know there were some things that you wanted to share with us today, so why don't you get, start talking about what it is that you want to share?
Will do. Well, first of all, I wanted to kind of talk more about our story, kind of my personal experience, things that I learned, and I want to tie it into the emotional aspect because I really want to reiterate it and emphasize and put a lot of emphasis on emotions play a large role in our health. And I'm going to tell and share a very personal story, something to do with a condition that I was able to heal myself from and I had to deal with pretty much all my life. Had no idea why, where it came from, until I went through my personal spiritual journey, and then that's when everything came to the surface, so to speak. So I had, and I put had because I no longer have it, but I had a condition, serious condition. It's a chronic degenerative eye condition called glaucoma. Mm-hmm. And for anyone who doesn't know what glaucoma basically is a condition in the eye where there's extra eye pressure or extra fluid built up in your eye that puts extra pressure on your optic nerve, and it causes you to slowly lose your peripheral vision until you could only see like what's directly in front of you or tunnel vision, okay? And for the most part, I was diagnosed with this when I was young. I always maintained natural 20/20 vision. I just had imperfect eyes. And since they caught it at such an early age, all I had to do was take eye drops just to maintain my eye pressures, and everything was fine. There was no damage to my peripheral vision or anything like that. So fast forward to when we went through our journey and things of that nature, it turns out that what caused my my glaucoma was actually an emotional trauma that was stuck in my liver. Okay. Now, anyone who's familiar with acupuncture or traditional Chinese medicine, they'll tell you that the meridian channel that runs from your liver to up and down your body is directly impacted with your eyes and with your vision. All right? So part of our journey is we went to third-party people that did readings for us. This particular reading was an Akashic Record reading, and I'll explain what an Akashic Record is in a second. But they were basically going into a past life of mine, letting me know what happened in that past life, and this is where that emotion and drama originated from. So essentially, in one of my past lives, I was a slave that was forced to be a gladiator in ancient Rome.
And, oh my gosh.
Exactly. And my wife, Ari, my twin flame, we were actually together in this lifetime as well. And she was also a slave, kind of forced into be a servant and things like that. And one day I devised a plan to escape, and we were being pulled behind in a carriage or something like that. I'm trying to remember the visuals that and all the information that was disclosed to us at that time. But we were being pulled along in a carriage, kind of going over a bridge, and I was able to loosen up the restraints, the ropes that had us binded and tied. So I got myself loose, I got her loose, and we were able to jump out of the carriage. Did not know that there was like a downhill slope. So long story short, I survived the fall down the hill. She didn't, and she actually died in my arms. And ever since that particular lifetime, I was mourning that feeling of injustice, that feeling of she was taken away from me too soon and everything like that. So all of that emotion from that original incident many, many, many lifetimes ago was stored in my liver. Since it was stored in my liver was not functioning correctly, which was, causing all sorts of energetic imbalances, and then that's how I developed and it manifested as that physical condition, glaucoma.
Okay, wow. So, what a story. What a connection. Oh, that's so amazing.
Yeah. So again, everything is tied to your emotional state. So I'm actually going to be giving people a few exercises to do, and this is simple exercises that they could do to kind of help release any kind of emotions, any kind of feelings of injustice, any kind of wrongdoing, any kind of vows that they made, because I actually made a vow to myself that I would continue to mourn her until I was able to find her again. And it just so happens that this lifetime I was able to find her.
Oh, wow. What a story. Oh, that's so amazing. I mean, you have so many amazing stories. And for anybody that didn't listen to AJ when he was here on April 8th, it is April 8th. When were you were here last time?
Yeah,
correct. Yeah, you were here back in March. Anyway, AJ tells the story of how he began his spiritual journey, and it is a phenomenal story. So you definitely want to go to my show page, find that show, and listen to it. So anyway, I didn't mean to interrupt. So what else?
That was the main part of that piece that I wanted to kind of share and again put emphasis on the emotional aspect of it. Emotions drive a lot of things from our physical state to our ability to manifest. I'm sure by now everyone's heard of the law of attraction and the ability to attract things to your life and things of that nature. But most people don't really understand what that entails. It's they're giving you little pieces of the puzzle, but not the entire picture, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this has to do with your emotions as well. We live in an infinite universe, so that means that anything that can be already is. you're not necessarily manifesting or creating something that doesn't exist. It already exists. What you're doing is you're creating, you're manifesting the needed events, circumstances, people that need, that you need to cross paths with, or that need to enter your life somehow, some way, in order for them to bring you whatever it is that you desire. Okay? And again, that has to do with emotions. That's why, like, a lot of people who teach and work with the law of attraction, they always put a lot of emphasis on affirmations, on positive affirmations, because your emotions are the driving force. Your emotions are what dictate how strong of a signal that you're vibrating, how strong of a frequency that you're putting out there. Your brain or your mind is just where it points, where you're aiming it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
It's your emotion that puts the power behind it, and your brain or your mind is just, okay, which direction do I want to point it at? So your emotions, again, very, very important, very critical in a lot of things, in your overall health, in your ability to manifest, and it is our natural ability. It was said that we were made in His image. A lot of people think that this is referring to physical traits and physical attributes, but it's not. It's referring to our ability to co-create with our Creator.
This is just so inspirational. You know, there's so much that we don't understand, but we're learning every day. And you've had such insight given to you, AJ, through the archangels and the ascended masters, and you've learned so much, and I guess you continue to learn. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Are you ready to take a caller, AJ?
Absolutely.
Okay. We have Kathy on the line. Kathy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you today?
Good.
Hi, Kathy.
And what did you want to discuss with AJ?
I wanted to ask him about the doctor's thinking I have rheumatoid arthritis, but he's not really sure.
Okay. Let me look into that for you, Kathy. What state are you calling from, just so I could kind of tune in easier?
Oh, from Maryland.
Maryland? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing a disruption of energy flow from, looks like the shoulder area, kind of through the arms. Not seeing too much anything with the hands, but I'm thinking they're more focused on where the blockage is occurring. I'm not necessarily seeing it as a disease or as arthritis specifically. Whenever they show me information like that, they don't show me the names or anything like that. They just show me if there is something energetic going on. Does this make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So they're not telling me the actual name of the condition or what it may be, what it isn't, or anything like that. They're just showing me how the energy is flowing through your body right now, where is there any blockages and things like that. So I do see something in the shoulders, both shoulders, kind of going down the arms, and they're putting a lot of emphasis on those areas. The shoulders, arms, down to the forearm, not even all the way down to the hand, but again, any kind of energy block or disruption of energy flow in the system could actually have an impact in another area of the body significantly. So I'm not seeing it as actual arthritis. I do see that there is some kind of disruption of energy, though, in those areas, in both arms. Let me look deeper into this for you, Kathy.
My hands have a lot of arthritis in them, so he says. I mean, I barely bend one of my fingers.
I'm actually trying to see what exactly is causing the disruption. So just bear with me 1 second, please.
Okay. Sure.
Um, for you, I don't think it's actually anything emotional. I'm seeing more dietary habits, it appears. They're showing me more food intake that could be a contributing factor.
Oh, too much food?
Not necessarily too much food. It's more just the food selection. But
no sugar, no bread, no wheat. More
right.
Water.
Yeah,
could it be a dairy issue or a sugar issue or a gluten free? You know, do you can you figure that out, AJ?
Let me. That's a good question.
No,
I did a
gluten free, and really there was no difference for my
How
body.
How long did you do that diet for?
About a month.
Okay.
I'm seeing more greens and more vegetables is what they're recommending. More greens, more vegetables for you. But in terms of something caused by emotion, I'm not seeing that strongly. It's more just eating habits, what kind of foods that you're intaking, and what they're recommending is more fruits, more vegetables, but they're putting more emphasis on vegetables, actually, and green leafy vegetables for you.
Okay.
You can get, Kathy, you can go to Dr. Oz's website and look up the green drink. So, you know, that's a great way to get all your greens in at like one time. So check that out.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe I should, when I go back to the rheumatoid doctor, I probably should get off all my medicine. I mean, if it's not really working for me.
Well, I can't tell you to not listen to your doctor or not take something that a physician has prescribed for you. If that's something that you want to do or are interested in, I would highly suggest you consult with them first.
Mm-hmm.
Another recommendation I have for you, Kathy, is to try acupuncture. I've been doing it for years and years because my energy blocks very easily. And acupuncture just gently releases those areas. And I have fibromyalgia, and I don't suffer from it because of acupuncture. So I would give that a shot, too.
Yeah, I was doing that for a while. Maybe I'll go back to doing it again. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How did you feel from doing the acupuncture, Kathy?
Okay. Not much of a difference. Just okay. But like she said, if it releases the energy. Or maybe I should go to Reiki. I do Reiki, but I don't do it enough.
You're a Reiki practitioner?
Yeah, but I only do it on the cat.
Oh, okay. Because you could actually,
maybe I should
you
try
could actually
on my
do
phone.
It on yourself. You can, yes. You know, Kathy, let me give you my website, and I can give you some tips on how to perform it and work on yourself. And I could actually, what I would actually recommend for you, and this will kind of boost your personal energy so that when you do a session, you could have a more intense session because you have more life force energy flowing through you, because we actually offer a service through our website that is designed to increase the flow of life force energy to your body. So anyone who does any kind of energy healing, no matter the modality, because remember, Reiki is just a frequency of life force energy. So anyone who does anything like that, they could do this service under 3 minutes a day, have a significant increase of life force energy, and this will actually help with those energy blocks as well.
Okay.
Which okay, and your his website is twinlights.com. Okay, so just check that out, Kathy, and you can always contact AJ.
I will.
Okay, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. We have another caller, and her name is Sherelle.
How are you?
Good morning, Sherelle. How are you?
Hi, my name's. I'm good. How are you?
Hi, Sherelle.
Good.
Hi, my name's Sherelle, calling from Detroit, Michigan. I have a question about love and relationship.
Okay.
I was wondering, me and my friend got into a conversation like 2 weeks ago. I decided to call him, and he told me not to call anymore, and I was just saying is his answer, is he content with his answer, or do you think I would hear from him, or how does he feel at the current moment? Please,
okay,
and thank you.
No problem. I won't ask for his full name.
Sam.
You could just give me. Oh, okay. I'll
Sam.
Just say you could just give me his initial, but never mind. Sam, S-A-M?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let me look into that. Okay, I'm getting the impression that you would be better off without this person.
Oh, wow. Dang. Probably will.
Yeah. I won't disclose what they're showing me right now, but based on what they're showing me,
no, go ahead.
It would not be right to publicly discuss. But based on what I'm seeing, you would be much better off without this person.
Mm-hmm. You said publicly discuss.
Correct. If you want to contact me and we could talk off air or through email or something like that, that's fine. But I don't want to say what I'm being shown right now. It would not be appropriate, let's say.
Oh, wow. It must be something real deep. Okay.
You could say that. How can she contact you,
AJ?
Again, through our website.
I already know the website. I already got it when he was on the other phone with the lady. Are you trying to rush off the phone?
I'm sorry?
Are you trying to rush me off the phone? Y'all trying to rush me off the phone?
No, we're not
trying
to rush you off the phone, but the information that... Yeah.
Yeah, it's
okay.
It's something.
I'm confused. That's why.
Okay.
Allow
me to explain because I don't like to leave people confused.
Yeah,
so let me explain.
Okay.
This person is not an ethical person. Okay. Based on what I'm seeing, this person is not somebody that you may want to settle down with or have a serious relationship with. What I'm seeing, looks like he would not be the type of person that you would want to build like a romance or a long type of relationship with because of the ethical things that are being shown to me. He doesn't seem like he would be faithful.
Well, I wasn't
to
trying
you.
To build a relationship. I just want our friendship to get better. I wasn't looking for no deep relationship. I just want our friendship to get better.
So strictly friends, no romance, correct?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay. Still the same thing.
Okay.
I mean, I've just seen all sorts of things that this person has done and or is doing, and so I'm just getting the vibe that, yeah, this is probably not a good person that you would want in your life, friendship or not, you know,
okay.
Boyfriend or not, husband or not.
Mhm. Okay.
And again, it's just more about what they're showing me is his character. Does that make sense? The type of person that he is, how he deals with people, the type of things that he does with other people, and things like that.
Mhm. Okay.
So that's why I didn't want to disclose it on air because I don't want to be putting this person on blast and just kind of telling the world everything that this type of what this person does.
Oh, it don't matter. They might
think
no
to
person.
No, it does matter. Because that's just the wrong thing to do. It does matter. To me, it matters. But I hope that this answers your question.
Yes, it does. Thank you both. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too, Sherelle. Thank
You're
you
welcome,
for calling.
Honey.
Okay.
You're
take
welcome.
Care.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
You too.
Okay.
Okay.
That's it for our callers for now. Let's see, what else? So you wanted to talk, we talked about the emotional aspect of healing. What about
You made a note here of knowing the past, deciding the present, and shaping the future. What is it
yes.
that you would like to discuss about that?
Okay. I have a saying that many people are, they think that they're living in the now, in the present moment, in that particular moment, but they're actually reliving things from the past, and they may not even be consciously aware of it.
Hmm.
All the while, they're worried about their future. What am I going to do this? What am I going to be able to do this tomorrow or do that tomorrow or whatever the case may be? And I'll go back to my story and use that as an example. I had all of these things from my past still lingering within me, things that I needed to address it, you know, even though I'm in this present-day situation in my present-day life. And then, of course, with our daily things and stress from work and bills and whatever you want to call it, whatever your particular stress factor may be, I was worried about my future. So the whole point of even why I was bringing this up and, again, how it ties into emotions is we have to clear everything from our past, wipe our slate clean, so to speak, so that we could focus on our present. And then how this ties into what I was talking about in terms of manifesting and the law of attraction, when you do that, everything that you do in your present moment creates your future. So if you're sitting there worrying and you're sitting there stressing, if you have already cleared up things from your past that needed to be addressed, you already cut those loose ends, so to speak, and you want to move forward, and you still have this mentality of fear, stress, anger, anxiety, things like that, then that's the future that you're creating for yourself without you even being consciously aware of it.
Hmm. Okay, that's really good information. Very good information.
Yeah, because, again, I wanted to kind of touch base on our emotions. Our emotions play a significant role, more than most people realize, in just about every aspect of our life. It could be our health. It could be, again, our own manifestation, things of that nature.
You had talked to us earlier about releasing the blockages, and you said that you had a method that you would share with us.
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's a very simple method, and it's not necessarily releasing the blockages. It's more about releasing those pent-up emotions that you may have. Anytime somebody has done you wrong, you have done someone wrong, and you feel guilt, because, again, that's still a negative emotion, anything of that nature. So what you want to do is write down every single situation that you could remember. It could be the situation or the person's name. Write it down on a piece of paper. Any time that you felt pain, anger, hurt, sadness, write it down on a piece of paper. Do the same thing for it, the things that you are consciously aware of that you've done that you've done for another person. So in other words, write down everything that you felt and then everything that you may think or know that you have made another person feel. So if you've hurt another person, if you've made another person feel sad, if you've made another person get upset with you, feel angry towards you, or anything of that nature, write all of those situations down. And you can either just paraphrase the situation or write that person's individual name. Okay? And what you're going to do is write them all down on a piece of paper. And you're going to express your apologies almost as if they are right there in front of you. So you're going to apologize for hurting them, okay? You're going to accept their apology for them hurting you, okay? And you want to phrase it literally as if they were right there in front of you, as if you're right there talking to them. You know, express that you were hurt. Acknowledge it. Acknowledgement is very important. However, you just want to lessen that emotional tie to that particular experience. See, you don't want to totally eliminate that memory or anything like that. You just want to lessen that emotional tie to that particular memory.
Okay.
Okay, so that's what this exercise is going to help you do. You, again, apologize for whatever it is for that particular person, and then act as if that person is doing the same thing towards you and accept their apology. Be grateful that they're being apologetic towards you, okay? Once you do that and you have all of these names, all of these particular situations written down on this piece of paper, do not read the paper over and over again. Do not read the names over and over again. Actually, what you want to do is not even read it any more than just that one particular time. After you do the request, simply fold the paper up. However, you can do it in fours or quarters or however you want, and then burn the paper. And you could just do it outside, do it in the sink with the water running so it doesn't catch anything on fire or anything like that, but simply burn the paper and just release all of that emotions and all those emotions that are tied to all the names and situations written on that piece of paper. Just picture that fire cleansing it as you burn the paper. And that it's as simple as that. And that's basically the whole routine and the whole event that you have to do.
Do we all have pent-up emotions?
Unless this is your first incarnation to this planet, most likely yes.
Okay.
But it just depends on if it's severe enough to cause a disruption of flow in the energy throughout the body or anything like that. So, you know, if it's something less severe, it won't really do anything. It won't cause any disruption or anything of that nature. If it is something very severe, like it was in my case, then, you know, of course that manifested as a serious condition. So the easy answer is, again, if you've had many lifetimes here, which the majority of people have, then it's definitely yes.
Okay, so if we're writing down every situation we remember, that's a conscious memory. What do we do about past lives that are not in our conscious realm? Besides doing past life regression, is there other ways to get in touch with those emotions?
Very, very, very good question. And this goes back to what I was going to talk about in terms of the Akashic Record reading. And this is something that we could actually help people with, and we do offer as a service. So your Akashic Record reading, I'll explain what the Akashic Record is. The Akashic Record is basically, if people have heard of what they refer to as the Book of Life. And the Book of Life is literally everything that an individual does throughout not just their current incarnation, but all of their past incarnations. Basically, all of their past life experience is written down in this book and stored within the Akashic Record. Okay, so anytime anyone does anything, good or bad, it's written down, dictated, noted, everything like that. So this is how I was actually able to find out what I did about my past by going into the Akashic Record. And at the time, since we were still kind of new in our process and going through everything that we were going through, I didn't even know or realize that I myself had the ability to go into the Akashic Records. So the first time that I did it, I went to a third party, okay? And they're the ones that kind of shared this information. And then we verified with our team and kind of chit-chatting with them about, okay, what like kind of digging deeper, so to speak. And so we actually went into our own Akashic Record and even got more information. And then that's how we were even able to find out that we could go into our Akashic Record and offer this to people as well. So the Akashic Record is useful for finding out things from the past. A lot of the times, and me personally, how I recommend the Akashic Record is for people who want to know more about themselves, about how they are the way they are, why they are the way that they are. And I'll use this as an example as well. I was always drawn to Egyptian mythology and to just all different types of theology. I used to read up on Egyptian mythology. I would tie it and make connections to Norse mythology. I used to read up on the Toltecs, the Olmecs, and other Native and South American Indian tribes and just different Greek mythology. And I was always able to see they're all basically saying the same thing. It's just a matter of semantics at that point and different wording, different phrases, different names and things of that nature. But the reason why I was always drawn to these things, and I didn't even know this until, again, I reviewed my own Akashic Record, was that I had a strong connection to Egypt in my past life. I actually was always a healer. I taught alchemy there, and that was like my assigned area. I was actually in Khem, K-H-E-M, which is what Egypt used to be known. So I guess you could call Khem ancient Egypt. And that's how the name chemistry and alchemy came from, was Khem. But anyways, so to answer your question, that's what I would recommend, and that's what the Akashic Record is. Anyone who has like a strong feeling about something, anyone who feels like they're repeating a certain cycle in their life, like, why do I keep attracting this type of person or this type of guy, this type of woman? Why do I feel like I need to be in this country? Or why do I like visiting this country? Why am I drawn to this animal? Things like that. I highly, highly recommend doing an Akashic Record reading so that you could understand yourself better as a person. And again, for me, I was always drawn to different theologies, especially Egyptian mythology, and I never understood why until I went into my Akashic Record and reviewed it.
Fantastic, fantastic. We're getting close to the end of the show, but I do want to give you an opportunity. We did share your website. Is there anything else that you want to share about your services and the thing, you know, besides the Akashic Records, the things that you offer?
Absolutely. We literally offer everything. We offer something very, very similar to what you would expect from doing acupuncture in terms of balancing the energy and everything like that. But we offer everything from emotional flushes, which is the service that I was referring to cleansing, and that would be removing any kind of negative energy around you personally and within your home, office, personal space, whatever have you. We do energy protection, and that would be to block any kind of negative energy, harmful energy, and it could be negative entities, psychic attacks, things of that nature. We do, of course, energy healing. We do energy activations, and that would be activating, cleansing, and balancing all of the energy centers, the chakras, the meridians, repairing any rips or tears in the auric field or the aura. We do, you name it, we pretty much do it.
When somebody contacts you, you basically can you pretty much tell what needs to be done?
Absolutely, and as a matter of fact, we actually offer completely free consultations, so they could contact us through our toll-free number or our website. Let us know what's going on in their current situation, and right away, from our spiritual team, they'll usually tell us, okay, this particular person is going through, and if there's anything recommended, they'll let us know this is the services that this particular person needs.
Amazing. What is your 800 number?
That is 866. I'm sorry, is it? I think it's 877. I'm trying to remember it off the top of my head.
All right. Yes, it's on your website, right?
Yeah, it's 877-735-3697.
Okay. And the website is twinlights.com, twinlights.com. Wow,
correct.
This has been a fantastic show, AJ. Thank you so much. Thank you for helping my listeners and providing so much inspirational information for us.
You're very welcome.
So now we understand the impact of our emotions. That's really important.
Yes, and to be honest with you, you know, everything that I shared today is still kind of just scratching the surface. There's still
right.
a lot more that we could kind of go into with the emotion aspect.
Right. Well, then we'll just have to do another show. We'll just have to do it until we run out of stuff, right?
That sounds good to me.
Okay. Well, I will contact you, AJ, and we'll plan another time to do this. This is just, you're wonderful. Thank you so much. You're so wonderful
Thank
every
you.
Time you come on. So I wish you a wonderful day.
All right. Thank you again, Randy, and you have a great day.
Okay. Thank you. So we are out of time for today, but if you have any comments about today's show or any other shows, please email me at loveyourlife@randygfine.com. Randy is RANDIGFINE.com. Don't spell it with a Y, it's an I. Stop by my website of the same name, randygfine.com, and sign the guest book. I welcome feedback about my shows or my articles, so you can leave comments for me there as well. If you enjoy listening to my shows, please click on the button at the top of the show page to follow me. And when you follow me, you will get notification of all the wonderful shows that are coming up. All my shows are archived after broadcasting and can be listened to at your convenience on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, or through the show links on my website. Thanks again for tuning in and listening to A Fine Time for Healing. This is Talk Radio show host and author Randy Fine, signing off until next time. May joy and serenity always be yours. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening. You can find out more about Randy at her website, Randy G. Fine, RANDIGFINE.com. Join her next time for more of A Fine Time for Healing.
Hard not to hesitate, but we can't wait. Be the change. Be the change. Be the change. Be the change. There's a better way.